Boys Guide to the Galaxy podcast, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. We talk about Star Wars,
fanboy style.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
All right, welcome to Fanboys Guide to the Galaxy podcast, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. I'm Ryan Zasso.
And I'm Eric Fox.
And this is your show for this week.
Today we'll be talking about Star Wars on Blu-ray, Force Unleashed 2, Star Wars G4 Special, Daniel Logan on Twitter, and Clone Wars Season 2, Episode 20, Death Trap.
Obi-Wan, use the Force, Luke.
Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
You must learn the ways of the Force.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
He's more machine now than man. Whisper.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Steve Sansweet announced that the Star Wars saga will be coming to Blu-ray. There is no specific date. According to Sansweet, they are still finding tons of bonus features. If you ask me, this is reason enough to get a Blu-ray player. The only sad thing, though, is that this is still a few years away.
Yeah, I just hope they have those deleted scenes with Anchorhead in them, if they're going to have lots of bonus features.
Fixer and stuff.
Yep.
I think maybe they'll turn the Empire and Jedi Yoda, the digital Yoda.
I don't want them to change it. I just want them to change the episode 1 Yoda.
Yeah, me neither, but
I don't think they will. They
should have it as like a bonus feature so you could see what it would look like. I mean, I wouldn't want it to be in the official movie, but I still want.
If you remember in the Attack of the Clones
bonus features. Yeah.
Yeah. They actually made a digital Yoda that replaced the Empire Strikes Back one.
When I was waiting for Death Trap to premiere, I was watching that. Those bonus features.
Yeah. But yeah, hopefully they'll have something like that. They'll throw those in.
And Blu-ray prices will go down by then, don't worry.
I mean, they're having Blu-ray players that are like $130 a year, so...
Yeah, and... This is still 3 years away, and the price is worth it.
Send your emails and commentaries to galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com.
I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Ichuta. On Monday, April 26th through Thursday, April 29th, G4 will be airing exclusive Star Wars interviews, clips, and features. Forget about the cringeful Comic-Con Star Wars Spectacular. This may just be what you need to get through the 4 days of waiting for The Amazing Man, Clone Wars Season 2.
Do you think it's going to be good? Because
it
has been terrible lately.
I don't really know. It's Star Wars, so I'm going to have to watch it. I mean, they're having clips and interviews.
Yeah, I don't think G4 should have the right to do this, though. I mean, they should have gave it to Spike or... Some people who actually care about Star Wars. Remember, one of the guys who was talking about how great Avatar was, he said that Star Wars did not change Hollywood.
Yeah, on that very same show, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if it was the Spectacular, but it was on G4, though.
It was on Attack of the Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Which is what this is going to be on. So, I'm not very happy.
I don't think it's going to be good. It's handled by the same people who did the Star Wars Spectacular back in July, which is terrible.
The Craptacular.
It made Star Wars fans look bad.
Stop that ship! Blast them!
Yeah!
It's a trap!
Got him! I got him!
That thing's operational!
Step into a larger world.
Immediately following the premiere of Death Trap, the first episode of Clone Wars The Future Boba Fett, Daniel Logan held a Twitter event in which Hugh could ask him questions about the episode and his life living in Boba Shadow.
first of all, I just want to thank Daniel Logan for doing this. Really getting involved with the fans. Really shows that he cares.
Yeah, he's what you want every Star Wars celebrity to be like, because he's not... He's not like Harrison Ford, where people just don't care.
Like, that one pilot from episode 1. What was his name? I don't know who I'm talking about.
I'm not sure I do.
Oh. They had it on the Forcecast. That he really did not like him. Like Ollie or something? Yeah. Alright.
What's the point of telling people that? It's like being in their Cheerios.
Exactly.
Guess what, guys? I hate Star Wars. And I was in it. Suck it. I was killed to have that being Star Wars. And then he's in here. Going in our faces.
Alright. We should,
move on.
We didn't cover the Force Unleashed 2.
Nope. That's what I was gonna say. We skipped it to the G4 special.
Yeah.
We can put this before the G4 thing when you edit it.
Okay, I don't have the Force Unleashed 2 page up, so let's just pretend like we heard it.
Okay, can you put it there when you edit it though?
Yep, yes I can.
Alright.
So just go ahead.
Alright, I'm fine, traffic.
As you wish.
I don't work for free.
He's no good to me, dead.
I make the rules now.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Sounds familiar? Well, it should be, because that's Dagobah.
Question is, will Yoda see him as a new hope before Luke?
I'm not sure how it's gonna be. I just hope it turns out good and it doesn't affect the story of the original trilogy.
These Federation types are cowards. Negotiations will be short.
It's time for Clone Wars discussion.
They never even asked me any questions.
What? I'm trying to discuss this in committee!
The original air date for this episode was April 23rd, 2010. It was directed by Stuart Lee, who was starting to become one of my favorite directors on the Clone Wars team. And it was written by Doug Petrie. One thing to notice right away about this episode is the fortune cookie. Instead of it symbolizing what's going to happen in the episode, it's more of a quote from Boba.
And what kind of makes me curious here is where they get these fortune cookies. I mean, obviously, this is a quote from Boba, and if you remember in the junior novelizations of the Boba Fett series, I mean, I know that they're not canon or anything, but Boba has a book from his father that has quotes, like, with life lessons and stuff.
I've never read those books, but my friend did. He said that it explains why Boba's with Aura in this episode.
It does.
And maybe...
It really doesn't contradict the Clone Wars. Kind of more ties into it more than anything.
You think maybe they got the idea of Boba with Aura from that book, from those books?
I mean, they could have. I mean, but Clone Wars crew is really good, so...
Yeah, I'd take Clone Wars over any EU novel. Among the young cadets is Boba Fett. You can't miss him. He's an angry-looking badass among the kids. Once the cadets exit the room and make their way to the Jedi Cruiser, you will see that the ship the cadets came in has an interior that is very similar to the interior of the Tandem 4, the beginning of A New Hope.
And if you remember, it was in another episode, Brain Invaders.
Yeah.
Which is a great episode. The best of the season. Daniel does such a great job voicing Boba, and the young clones, you really get a sense of personality based on what they say. How they say it. Dee does a great job voicing Jax as well. So great, in fact, that Jax is one of my favorite clones. He may not be a badass killing machine, but he's respectful and honorable, and that makes much like the kid that befriends the new kid at school after he gets bullied by the jocks. And I can really get that, especially with his voice. Dee just makes the young clones sound a lot more mature compared to the younger clones, which gives him a bit more like leadership aspects.
For the Endurance, they all get excited about meeting grown-up clones and Jedi. All except Boba. Well, I guess he is excited, but in a different way.
Yeah, because he wants to kill Mace Windu, and he gets super close to killing him.
I think that Boba killed Mace in Revenge of the Sith. That would have been awesome.
I mean, yeah, but...
They could have used Daniel. I mean, he was still the right age for that part, basically, because it was just a few years after Attack of the Clones. She shot it. And it took place a few years after Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
I think that should have happened. That would have been awesome.
After the cadets are taken to the room for target practice, the two clones try, but fail. What was the next, and he never misses one. Because he's Boba, and he's just awesome like that. After Boba blows up every one away with his skills, the cadets are leaving the target room and walking to a portal. Well, obviously, this shows how advanced his training is compared to the clones, and that makes him more of an individual than one of the clones.
You think he was a result of Aura's training or Jango's training?
Obviously Jango's. I don't think Aura's training him, more just manipulating his skills.
He had to get some more training after Jango died. I mean, you don't see him kicking ass in episode 2, so... I guess that, but he kind of failed.
Whatever.
Boba being the sneaky PD is, he sneaks off a contact Aura Sing. Aura is voiced by the beautiful Jamie King, who does a brilliant job. Finally, a scary female in Star Wars. Aura gives Boba his orders. Boba heads to Mace's room to set a trap. Has anyone noticed how depressing Mace's corridors looked?
Yeah, they looked really sad.
Yeah. As Boba is leaving, he runs into Mace. Just before Mace walks into his death, he's interrupted by a clone with orders for Mace to meet with Anakin. Mace asks a clone to carry his useless data pad into his room. The clone walks into his fiery death. Mace drags out the dead body, and an alarm wails. Did you notice any similarities between the alarm in the Endurance and the alarm in A New Hope? It was kind of different, but it was...
I mean, it still has the same feel to it.
Yeah.
The explosion, Starship Crasher orders the cadets to follow him to the nearest safe room. Once Boba sneaks away, after he learns that Mace survived, Boba's new orders are to destroy the reactor core. Here we see Boba in a different light. He doesn't want to kill the crew, just Mace. Remember that Boba is still a child, and I like to see him in that new light. He's always been one of my favorites, but now I like him even more. Aura doesn't give a damn about Vet's reservations, though. So he heads to the reactor core anyway. I really like this. It shows that he's not just a cold-hearted killer, like most of the bounty hunters, like Aura.
Not yet, anyway. We know he does.
Necessarily a cold-hearted killer in like Empire Strikes Back. He's just doing his job. He doesn't kill anybody else that gets in the way.
I guess the EU kind of changed him.
But that's the EU.
Yeah. I think we've read so much EU about the fact that he's become ingrained as a cold-hearted killer in their minds. One of the best scenes in the whole episode, Boba runs to the core to find another clone. The clone is contacted by yet another clone. During the conversation, Boba tricks him into giving him his gun. Boba gets this very evil look in his eye, then starts beating the clone to the ground. The clone's helmet flies off. Boba and the clone lock eyes. The clone says, "What are you doing?" "But brothers, don't shoot." Boba simply replies, "You're not my brother." The clone again says, "Don't shoot." Boba stuns the clone. What really gave that scene all that weight was the brilliant music. It was quite chilling.
Yeah, and then Daniel Logan said it was based off Ennio Morricone's music. And obviously, I am a huge fan of Ennio Morricone with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Man with No Name trilogy. So,
Speaking of the good, the bad, and the ugly, do you think we'll see Cad Bane anytime soon?
I don't think so. He's probably laying low.
I was kind of thinking that he was going to be in this Boba Fett trilogy, but it seems...
That would be interesting. Now. Very interesting. I should have one thing to say about Killian. Killian is obviously a reference to the main artist that's working on Clone Wars, Killian Plunkett.
I didn't know that.
Once in the pod, Boba discreetly presses a button that disables the controls. A pod flies way past the rendezvous point, and the pod gets caught in a tractor beam of the Slave One. The pod doors open, standing in the Slave One is Mora Singh and Bosk. Mora congratulates Boba on his job well done. On the other clones are flabbergasted. Boba asks what Uhura is going to do with them. She says, "What do you think?" Right there is further proof of Boba's good side and how evil Uhura is. Boba suggests let them go, while Uhura plans on jettisoning them into the unknown. Pod and the ship gracefully separate with the beautiful melody we heard earlier in the episode. The Slave One flies away, and the young clones are saved by Anakin and Mace Windu.
That scene was the other scene that I liked this episode a lot. My favorite scenes were the reactor core scene, this scene, and the training.
Yeah, I thought that this scene was really sort of emotional. I mean, especially with the music and Boba just kind of leaving those clones to their deaths, and
I'm really happy I survived though, because I like Jax. I kind of hope that one day in the future that Jax will grow up and Boba's still young and they meet each other sometime again.
But I just want to comment on Jamie King's voice acting, because it was phenomenal.
Yeah, she was very
so good. Amazing. And same with Daniel Logan's. I mean, they're some of the best voice acting I've heard.
I really enjoyed this episode. Probably one of my favorites. The voice work in this episode was phenomenal, especially with Dee, Daniel, and Jamie. If you haven't seen this episode yet, I ask you to go see it now.
We have a voicemail from Glenn and Todd from High Adventure. Take it away, Glenn.
Hey, Eric and Ryan. It's Todd and Glenn from High Adventure. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Well done. Keep it up.
That's right. Thanks a lot for the big mention on your first broadcast. We're proud of you guys. And best of luck to your new podcast. Check it out.
Hang on to me and I'll hang on to you. Until the end or until the day is through. And as we float, I'll wash away that part of me that lures the devil and the deep blue sea.
Thanks, guys. Really means a lot. All right, and that was your episode for this week. And we hope to all see you next week. We have a Facebook page now. Just go on Facebook and type in Fanboys Guide to the Galaxy, and you should find us. We have an email. It's galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com. And send me your thoughts and emails. We really appreciate on what things we can do to improve the show. So we'll see you all next week. This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. It's intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and character, or any other Star Wars-related items are the registered trademarks of Lucasfilm or the respective trademark or copyright holders.